mission failed. But his sacrifice accomplished victory over sin and hell. He has risen. He has risen. He has risen. Jesus is alive. In the grave God did not leave him. Is alive. If there were no resurrection, we ourselves could not be raised. But the Son of God is living, so our hope is not in risen. Jesus is alive. When the Lord rides out of heaven, mighty angels at his side, they will sound the final trumpet. From the grave we shall
人一样蒙啊，这个Good evening, everyone. Just wanted to share with you that this is my first time preaching today. Yeah, so it's all new to me right now.And yeah, just looking forward to it. So today I'll be leading to show what. Yeah, oh yeah, I forgot to introduce myself. My name is JJ. Yeah, and just would like to share with you how important God is to us and how He can influence our lives and how He can turn our lives around. And One of the scriptures I would like to share was Matthew chapter 24, verses 35, which says, "Heaven and earth will disappear, but my words will never disappear." And yeah, and one of the songs that touched me through it was Ancient of Days. So yeah.
Please sit or stand as you feel able.
Ancient of Days. Your kingdom shall reign over all the earth. Sing unto the Ancient of Days. For none can compare to your matchless worth. Sing unto the Ancient of Days. Your kingdom shall reign over all the earth. Sing unto the Ancient of Days. For none can compare to your matchless worth. Sing unto the Ancient of Days. Every tongue in heaven and earth shall declare your glory. Every knee shall bow at your throne. In worship you will be exalted, O God. And your kingdom pass away, O Ancient of Days.
All right, so that was Ancient of Days, and I'd like to read you another scripture that I've wrote out, and it reads from 1 James chapter 1, verses 2, and it says, and it reads, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whether you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. And let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete and not lacking anything." Amen. So next song we'll be singing will be "Build Your Kingdom."
Come set
seek your kingdom first. We hunger and we thirst, refuse to waste our lives, for you're our joy and prize. To see the captives' hearts released, the hurt, the sick, the poor at peace, we lay down our lives for heaven's cause. We are your church, we pray, revive this earth. Build your kingdom here, let the darkness fear. Show your mighty hand, heal our streets and land. Set your church on fire, win this nation back. Change the atmosphere, build your kingdom here, we pray. Unleash your kingdom's power, reaching the near and far. No force of hell can stop your beauty changing hearts. You may church, we are the home on earth. Build your kingdom here, let the darkness fear. Show your mighty hand, heal our streets and land. Set your church on fire, win this nation back.
Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Our God, you reign forever. Our hope, our strong deliverer. You are the everlasting God, the everlasting God. You do not faint, you won't grow weary. You're the defender of the weak. You comfort those in need. You lift us up on wings like eagles.
Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord.
Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Our God, you reign forever. Our hope, our strong deliverer. You are the everlasting God. Oh,
All right, everyone, take your seat. We've got a couple of songs here which were nominated by a few of our guests for today. And one of them was Greatest Hallelujah from Ian Stride. Ian, would you like to explain why?
Yeah, I mean, it's no surprise to anybody that I love this song. And it is just, the bit which gets me every time is when we get to the third verse, when it says, there's a moment coming, a day above them all, when we will stand in glory and see the face of God. Now, the guy who wrote this, Matt Redman, just put in two beats there of silence, of rest. And it just makes me every time just sort of think about that moment, seeing the face of God. And the other thing I don't think I've shared with many people, we went away a while ago, and there were lectures by an astrophysicist. And one of the things he said was that he's often asked, just how many stars are there in the galaxy, the universe? And he said, I could give you a number, but it won't mean anything to you because it's just too vast. But go to a sandy beach, take a handful of sand, and count the grains in that. And then do that for every sandy beach in the world and the deserts. And then you're getting fairly close to how many stars there are. And that is just gobsmacking to me. Anyway, those two were my nuts, but I do love this song. Thank you.
All right. And the other one was In Christ Alone by Ian Dunham. Ian, would you like to step up and discuss why you chose this song?
Thank you, JJ. I was down here with Sue on Thursday at the Cafe Church when in walks JJ and Ian. And halfway through the conversation, he says to me, well, what tune would you like to pick, Ian? So I said, well, In Christ Alone, it's been a family favourite for several years now. And I was bringing to mind something my grandfather said to me a few years ago now. And unlike modern grandparents, he didn't have a lot to say to me. But I always remember him saying, when you're singing praises to the Lord, think of the words that you're singing. And to me, In Christ Alone is very deep spiritual meaning. So I hope you enjoy singing it with me.
Thank you. Should we start singing Greatest Hallelujah?
Forever and ever.
see the face of God. Sing holy, 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 holy is the Lord, and bring our hallelujahs, for you reign
stand.
ground his body lay. Light of the world by darkness slain, then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again, and as he stands in victory, since curse has lost its grip on me, for I am his and he is mine, bought with the precious blood.
Hello again.
Hello.
There's this one where it's the song where it goes, "Song is Love Unknown" by Alan Cole.
Shall I be my lovely bee?
Story that I've had to say. So most of you are aware that I got baptized here 3 years ago, and it was probably one of the best decisions I've ever made, and I praise God for that as well. And also one thing that I always liked was the fact that Nathan got became pastor as well during those times. And I used to not pay attention, but ever since he's taken part, I've learned to actually take part in what he's actually said and to lead on with it in my life as well. And yeah, and one of the things that I started to take control is to be able to be impatient with God. Sometimes in life, things may not happen for us for a certain amount of reasons. But no matter the case, God will still be there with you. Even if it is like the smallest of things or the biggest of things that he gives you, he will always stand with you. Amen. And yeah, one of the songs, well, that I've got is, hold on. Great and Wonderful, which was one song that really stood out to me, that that brought a lot of joy to me, as I tend to like to think about positive things rather than the negative, which actually helped me throughout my life. So yeah. Thank you.
Just hope you've got plenty of breath, folks.
When the Spirit of the Lord is within my heart, I will sing as David sang. When the Spirit of the Lord is within my heart, I will sing as David sang. I will sing, I will sing, I will sing as as David sang, I will sing, I will sing, I will sing as David sang. When the Spirit of the Lord is within my heart, I will clap as David clapped. When the Spirit of the Lord is within my heart, I will clap as David clapped. I will clap, I will clap, I will clap as David clapped. I will clap, I will clap, I will clap as David clapped.
So, since we got through most of the songs, it's good to share a good prayer to it. Alright. Heavenly Father, I'd like to thank you, Lord, as we come together in peace. And thank you, Lord, for bringing all the smiles on people's faces as they come into this service. Also, Lord, I'd like to thank myself as well, as this is my first time doing this, and it's been quite some joy to be here with some lovely people as well in this church. And I'd like to fellowship with you, Lord, as well. And on top of that, there's someone who is not here, but is currently suffering, and I would like to pray for Graham, as he's not feeling too well, and I would like to pray for him. Oh Lord, Heavenly Father, please bless Graham, as Graham has been a real help for his church ever since the start. And Father, please help him to get, for him to get better and have a really quick recovery, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And for our final song, is great thy faithfulness.
Before we do the final song, can I just pray for JJ, please? Lord, we thank you for JJ, and we thank you for giving him the courage to volunteer to do this service this evening, Lord. I thank you for the help you've given him, Lord. And I pray for him and his family, and I pray your protection over all of them, Lord. Amen.
Amen. To the end. Shall we say grace?
Yeah, I think so.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit
be with us now and evermore.
Amen.
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 Well done, JJ.
There's also teas and coffees if you guys would like some. You're more than welcome to.
I worship you.
stop working.